Okay, I'm here with the Howard County Commission, and they just had their budget hearing and approved the 2024 budget. And I thought I'd ask some questions about what happened with the budget this year and income and where it's going. And so I'm just going to start firing away. The income this year, back when I was there, it ended up being about $2 million a year. Do you have a number as to what the total expectation for 2024 is?
Yes, it's $2,074,642.40.
Okay, so it's up close to a million from back in the good old days.
And estimating ending balance, $795,483,000.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think how small that is compared to the school budgets in the county.
Yes.
And how much you all have to do on that amount of money.
Right.
It's really pretty amazing.
It is. It's amazing how everybody just conservatively makes it stretch.
Makes it work.
Yes.
That's right. I used to say, and I know the numbers were off, people say, well, where's the money go? I'd say a third of it goes to road and bridge, a third of it goes to law enforcement, and a third of it for everybody else.
That's pretty accurate.
Pretty close, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. I'll give or take a couple hundred thousand, but,
right.
But that made it clear and rememberable for people.
Yeah, that's the gist of it.
So that's still kind of how you would see it, too, then.
Yes.
And that income comes from a lot of sources, I know, but mainly it's what?
Property tax, real estate tax, and sales tax, and a use tax from the online shopping. And that has really been good.
Yes. I think we were going at about, now I'm talking, you know, 5-6 years ago, about $21,000 a month. What would you kind of guess the average might be now?
29 to 30.
Yeah, so it's up at least a third then.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's a lot of federal money came in through the, well, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act, but it was a stimulus act.
Yeah, kind of like the American Recovery Act.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's kind of over?
We have until 26 to expense it, and it has to be allocated.
It needs to be expensed by 2024.
Yeah,
and allocated by
2024. Allocated by 2024 and expensed out by 2026.
Mm-hmm. So there's still money and time.
Yes.
Right. Have you got some big projects in mind for some of that?
Yes, we do. One of the main problems we run into is getting estimates, getting bids.
Mm-hmm.
But AC and heat units in the office and the courthouse, we want to replace those.
So that hasn't happened yet then?
No, that hasn't happened. We had Vaughn Heating and Cooling come in and give us a bid on it, and they recommended getting somebody to tile underneath each unit, and then that way we could go on with flooring throughout the courthouse as needed, but the tile would be there. So now the hold up on that is finding somebody that will give us a bid on the tiling.
Right. Huh.
And which we think is good, because if the tile's there and flooring gets damaged or whatever, you can always come back in with flooring up to your tiled area at the unit instead of having a gap or Matt's going to get this or
what did the amount turn out to be on the roof?
260-ish.
Turned 60,000.
Yeah. And that was the lift and material and labor and all the gutters.
Uh-huh.
I think that's pretty close, isn't it, Matt?
I think so. I have all the invoices here, but I have to add every one of them back up.
But around 260 is pretty close.
Has it helped at all with air quality last summer?
The biggest thing that helped with the air quality in the building was 2 years ago, we bought a Rinodry system. And I do not understand how it works, but somehow it pushes moisture away from the building instead of drawing it in.
Yeah.
And that dried out the basement.
Huh.
And it took that funky, musky odor out, so then the air quality in the building is a lot better.
So the bat poop problem has somewhat been mitigated.
That aspect has too. When they went around, some of the metal was rusted, and so okay. The new metal kind of
helped
with that area.
No, July and August weren't always real pleasant up here.
It seems like the only time we really get much of an odor is like a long weekend if the building's been closed up for like a 3-day weekend or something. Mm-hmm. And but it's nothing like it used to be.
Good, good.
It's definitely a lot better. We don't hear the complaints.
Our judges had put up with it for a long time, no doubt. Was the sidewalking a very big expense? That was this year too.
Yeah, it was 67,000.
Oh my,
67,000.
Sure. Well, it's beautiful. Looks really good.
And Junior Smith out of Glasgow, so all that money stayed local.
Right,
that was nice.
Yeah. Everyone is so amazed at all the roads paved in the county. Now that's not county money; it's state money.
Yes,
but
and a lot of that come federal.
Right. The big stimulus thing.
Yeah, the state of Missouri ended up with $100 million. And out of the $100 million, $5 million got allocated to Howard County. And the other $95 million went to North Missouri.
I'm amazed that $5 million even did as much as it did, because there aren't many roads that weren't repaved.
And there's several upcoming.
Oh, yeah,
in
more
this coming
to be done.
Year, they're going to do 240 from Old 40 all the way to the Triangle.
Right.
And then from the Triangle on into Glasgow, they're going to do some shoulder repair.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're doing Highway 5 to 40 as well. And I'm not sure at 40 and 5 intersection south of New Franklin, they're working on a design change there, but I don't know if that's going to come in effect this year or not, but it is in the works. Instead of that sweeping curve that's hard to see back to the east, I think they're going to be more straight, more like a T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you guys want to pipe up, I can stick this in your face too.
He's answering everything right now.
Well, you can add, no problem.
Yeah, there was talks about a roundabout there, but I'm on the Transportation Advisory Committee, and I didn't like the sound of a roundabout there.
Yeah, I still am not used to them or fond of them. I guess they're a good deal, but
I like that diamond pattern or that crossover.
Huh.
Like a stadium.
Right.
It seems to flow better. A roundabout with a truck and trailer,
oof,
they just don't seem to build them big enough to sweep a truck and trailer around without a car trying to cut in under your truck.
Yeah.
Trailer.
Yeah, yeah. When you're sitting at a red light, it seems like it's forever.
No. Nah.
But I kind of, when I was delivering, got in the habit of timing, and it really wasn't that long. Usually under a minute, but it seemed like 5 minutes.
Nah.
Yeah. And I learned really quickly how to get around the red lights, and you just follow the pizza delivery guys. They know all the tricks. And what they don't teach me, I taught them. So.
Here's a list of a lot of the projects that's upcoming for Howard County within the next this year.
That's roads?
Yes, that's going to be blacktop. So it looks like chip and seal from Route 87 to I-70 and Route 3 from Randolph County Line to Route 5.
Hmm.
That'll be upcoming this year. Pavement resurfacing and rumble strips from Route 87 to Route 40 and Route 240 from Route 5 to 40. So that'll be this year.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge, redecking over top of Bonfim Creek, and that is just on the outside of the town of New Franklin there on Route P.
Mm-hmm.
They estimate that to be an 85-day road closure, and that will be starting this year in March.
Be hard one to get around to.
Right, there is no good cut through anywhere.
No, there's ways, but they aren't good.
Yeah, probably one of the toughest ones that's coming to the county in Glasgow is going to be the bridge replacement over Bear Creek, on the north side of Glasgow.
Yeah,
they're going to plan on at least one lane of traffic will remain open during construction,
with possible closures needed at the end of the project to tie the new bridge into the existing highway. Mm-hmm. There's actually a public meeting.
30th.
The 30th about that. Mm-hmm. But that's estimated to start possibly this year as well. And then that intersection that Jeremiah was talking about, they're showing that is in 25.
It's going to feel like a whole new county.
Yes, yes. Right now, we're just about trapped in here.
Yeah.
So Highway 3 being closed as long as what it has been, and we did hear that they'll start on that, I believe, this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully
that's
we
exciting.
Get something fixed.
Right. You were going to say amen?
No.
Yeah. How about wage increases this year coming up? Were you able to do it?
We were able to do a 3% COLA and a 50-cent per hour raise increase to try to stay competitive to other.
So it was 50 cents plus a 3%
yes.
COLA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Excellent. What about health insurance? How's that been going?
This year we did not take an increase in health insurance. Very little. It was like, what, 1% or 2%?
Yes.
So it wasn't a big increase. A few years back, the county picked up an additional $100 a month of health insurance premium.
Excellent.
To try to cover an increase we had at that time. But
right.
Being said, it was a little increase this year, we left it the way it was.
Yeah. What sort of purchases do you see for road and bridge this coming year?
A lot of rock.
Okay. Equipment's kind of holding okay.
Yeah, we got three new graders 2 years. This will be our second year, and we got front wheel assist graders this time.
Are they leases still or?
No, purchased.
Purchased,
yes.
Okay.
Purchased, and we got a new high lift a year or two prior to that. And so all our equipment's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We were needing a new road tractor, but with a new emission system and all the problems they have, a few of the mechanics we talked to for the use of the way we do a truck,
right.
They recommended us getting an older truck.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we purchased, an older truck.
Yeah.
With low miles.
Yeah, with low miles. And to try to avoid some of the emissions because of sitting around idling and not getting out and running.
Yeah, these little short trips, it clogs the exhaust systems because it's not actually able to get out and run long enough to get hot enough for periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So all the mechanics, they recommended us to get a pre-emissions truck to where we won't have those problems.
Interesting. Yeah.
That blue Kenworth, did you all purchase the blue Kenworth when you were in office?
Right.
Because like last year, we had to spend $13,000 on the DEF system.
Ooh.
Just because it didn't get out and run and,
right.
and burn the stuff out.
Yeah.
And it was giving us a lot of fits.
Was last year a little easier on rock just because it was so dry?
It was, but we still used a lot of rock.
Okay.
Surprisingly, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, it seemed like the county roads were in good shape all last year.
Yeah, right until December.
No, they don't look like they'll be too good now.
No. No, it'll be, I'm afraid it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
But I'm not really complaining because for the last 4 or 5 days we couldn't go anywhere anyway. So.
Right. Right. Yeah, so.
Well, I'm from Wisconsin originally, and they don't know what a gravel road is up there. And I say, yeah, you sure know what property taxes are, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, they pay in property tax every year what I used to pay for my farm payment.
Really? Dang.
It's awful. What about law enforcement? Are they pretty well equipped for vehicles?
I believe they are.
They've stopped slamming into deer every other time they were out on the road.
No, we still have a lot of deer damage. But we're trying to equip a lot of the patrol vehicles with a brush guard.
Good.
And not the last deer that was hit, but the deer prior to that, with having the push guard on the front, it only creased the hood a little bit and did like $120 worth of damage.
Right.
So that definitely showed that the brush guards, even though they're expensive, they are cheap in the long run.
I have big guard dogs, and the minute it cools off, they get roadkill. And I've gotten 11 deer just within the 3 miles on three that I come out on from my road. So everybody needs a guard on the front of their vehicle.
The deer population has just really grown.
It's awful.
And it's hard for the deputies to avoid that. But we worked on the sheriff's department vehicles, trying to upgrade as financially possible. And the sheriff has done good of looking at surplus and trying to find some surplus vehicles.
How much money out of general revenue did you infuse into law enforcement in this 24
300,000
Yeah, that was kind of standard for us.
We've still stuck with the 300.
How about the Keller Building? Any big needs down there?
Hot water loop.
The hot water loop. We had Solomon Boiler Works start that project in August or September. It was one, the old pipe was just rusted out.
And that's their heating system?
Yes, heating and cooling, correct.
Okay.
And they started it, but they did not get it finished. Weather kind of hit where they couldn't finish up. We were hoping to have a little bigger window between shutting off the air conditioner and before heat, but the weather kind of fell wrong on us. And
I haven't wandered around in there. Is it pretty well filled up?
Yeah, I think most of the rooms are pretty well rented.
I'm wondering if the new shops here on the square will change it. Probably not. Just because
I'm only aware of one, the Keystone Chiropractic.
I see.
They're going to move from the Keller Building to the square.
He just wants more room.
More space.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's the only one that we're aware of that's going to be making the transition between buildings.
I've been following this, and now I guess the state has gotten their money on the opioid settlement. But I don't know if they've really told the counties how much they're going to get. Have you heard anything on that?
Nothing for sure. They kind of come out with some stuff early, and it was going to come out in like three little increments of low money, and then they amped it kind of, and I don't really know where it's setting at now.
Yeah, so that's really up in the air.
How
much and when.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And then the stipulations on what you can use the money for.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Yeah, it is. It seemed like that one seemed to be pretty tight on stipulations.
Yeah.
A lot of educational outreach. That was the big one. But the other stuff was kind of gray areas.
Yeah. No, I know when they first started talking about it, a group of lawyers came up here, and they said this is going to be a huge amount of money for any counties that jump onto it. And no one was interested in it at that time here in the courthouse.
Right.
Except me. But
I know the prosecutor's been kind of looking into some of that, but I'm not sure where anything is.
Last I knew, they had to allocate a lot of that money into an educational process.
Right.
And Narcan or something like that, to be able, you could get a bunch of free Narcan pens to spread out amongst the county and the schools and stuff like that. But that's all we really heard.
Yeah. I kind of sense that maybe there's been a half dozen deaths in the county over the last 10 years due to overdoses that are maybe related to that. Do you guys ever have a feel of that?
No, I wouldn't really know. I have no idea.
I don't think it's I guess that's huge, if that's even correct. But I don't think we have the problems that
some
West
other
Virginia
has. We're not aware of it anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of that seems like it's a topic that people don't like to talk about.
Yeah. I did a radio story on a young man that had gone to, well, he had a choice, go to jail or go to a recovery program in Springfield. And needless to say, he went there, but it was like a year and a half, 2 year wait to get there just because it's so crammed.
Really?
But his story was amazing at what goes on there and how it helped him out. And I don't think there's enough money or desire to have a center like that here in Howard County.
Uh-huh.
But I had no comprehension of what went on there, and it was amazing. You know, the guys all have jobs. They slip up once, and they're out of there. Meetings every night, physical fitness training. There's about 10 guys living in a house, and they're just monitoring each other all the time. It's not something that's soaking up huge amount of money. It's not because the guys are all paying rent and have to supply their own food. It was just really, I got quite an education from that, that interview, really did. Was there something else you all want to spout off about? I think I kind of covered what I wanted to ask.
I can't think of anything, really. Yeah. I think we've covered the gist of everything.
Right. Well, good luck making almost $3 million work.
Yeah. Kind of like a rubber band, see how far it'll stretch.
Right. And surprises around every corner.
Yes, definitely with these old buildings. Right. You know how that goes.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. Yep. You bet.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.